Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which needs to be resolved regarding the doctrine of jihad is that when does jihad become obligatory on Islamic State? I have already clarified this several times that jihad, whenever it is to be conducted, has to be conducted by an Islamic State. Only a Muslim state can conduct jihad. No person, no individual, no private organization has been given this authority to conduct jihad. And also, today the only sole ground left on the basis of which jihad can be conducted is against oppression, is against persecution, is against other forms of injustices. Jihad, which was waged in the times of the prophets of God, and specifically the messengers of God, was a specific practice of the Almighty on the basis of which He punished people who deliberately denied the truth in this world. And it belonged to a certain era, of course, and the purpose of that whole punishment was to corroborate the Day of Judgment, as per which reward and punishment will be meted out to people who deliberately deny the truth or who conduct other sins. So therefore it has to be realized that first of all, jihad today can only be conducted because some oppression, some injustice has been carried out somewhere. And also, the only authority which has been given for jihad is to a Muslim state, to an Islamic state. No person or no individual can conduct such jihad. Now the question which arises is that when does jihad become obligatory in such instances? For example, if some oppression has been conducted somewhere, as soon as this oppression is conducted, as soon as this instance arises, does it become obligatory for neighboring Muslim countries to attack such areas? In other words, what is the criteria on which they should be conducted? Now, if we study the Quran and we study the verses of the Quran in which this matter has been discussed in the Quran regarding the Prophet and the jihad which was conducted in those times, we come to realize immediately that this jihad had become obligatory on the Muslims in a certain ratio. Initially, when Muslims were very strong in their faith, the Quran said that if the Muslim to enemy ratio was 1:10, then this jihad had become obligatory on them. And later on, when their military might had reduced, or when it can be said when their own faith had reduced, when Muslims had become, because of the other people entering the folds of Islam, when the whole Muslim collectivity, the extent of faith it possessed, reduced considerably, this Muslim to enemy ratio was reduced by the Almighty to 1:2. And later on it was said that if these companions, they were in the ratio of 1:2. In other words, if Muslims were half the capacity of the non-Muslims or the kuffar, then jihad became obligatory on them. So what can be derived from this whole issue is that in the times of the Prophet also, it was not just a mere instance of jihad becoming obligatory, became related to the fact that the instance that something arose which entailed jihad. On the other hand, what made jihad obligatory was if the Muslim might had subscribed to a particular ratio. As I said, this ratio was initially 1:10, and later on it was reduced to 1:2. Today, of course, what can be derived from this whole analysis is that today also, whenever this situation arises that a Muslim army has to attack some other Muslim state because it is conducting oppression or injustice, then of course they must realize that their own military might should be to a certain extent. And of course, it should be to an extent when Muslims should realize that the war that they're going to wage, there are considerable and favorable circumstances of winning that war. So what can be derived from this whole exercise is, from this whole analysis is, that jihad doesn't merely become obligatory as soon as an instance of oppression or injustice arises in some country. It only becomes obligatory after one realizes that one's military might is enough to subdue that thing, to subdue that oppression which has arisen. And today, of course, this ratio has to be calculated according to the war as we have today, according to the military might that we possess today, which is different. And what the bottom line is that jihad does not become obligatory even in cases of oppression and injustice as soon as this injustice is committed. However, as I said, in this case, the situation has to be assessed and seen that when a Muslim army is to attack some other country regarding this whole issue and this basis, then its military might must be equipped at least to win the war, or at least to be in a position to give it a tough fight. And what we have to conclude in the ultimate sense is that in the times of the Prophet also, this whole issue was given due consideration by the Quran saying that initially this ratio was 1:10. And later on, it was reduced to 1:2. So today also, we have to consider the fact, and whenever this situation arises, whenever oppression arises in some other Muslim country or some other country, which another Muslim country has to attack to subdue in order to curb this oppression, then the issue of military might, the issue of warheads, has to be taken into consideration on all costs. أقولُ قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.